Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for this chance to hear your word together. Open up our hearts and minds, Lord, we pray that we may receive what it is that you have for us. We may see your grace in effect during this time and rejoice that you, Lord, can still speak to us. So, Lord, we praise you. And prepare us this day, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. When we think about the Christian church, let me read this scripture here. This is from Galatians. Oh, come on. This is from Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 to 28. So in Christ Jesus, you are children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ. Now, one of the things that I love to do in life is to sum things up. I don't know, some people like making lists. I like to sum things up. I told you my favorite internet thing is TLDR, too long, didn't read. If you want to tell me something, or someone writes something long, I like the gist of it first. And then if I think the gist is interesting, then I'll read the rest of it. But when I read this scripture, what the sum of it I think of is when it says, for you are all one in Christ Jesus, the sum of it is Christian unity. That word, unity, I think is the sum of this particular scripture. What does unity mean? Means what? To be together. To be one. Now, when we think about the Christian church, not Trinity or Manor, when we think about the Christian church as a whole in all the world, does the word unity come easily to mind? Let me read something for you here. This just was a quick Google search, and I Googled Christian denominations list. Baptists, Lutheran, Catholic, Anglican, Assemblies of God, Southern Baptist Convention, Presbyterian Church in America, Anglican Communion, Calvinism, Reformed Church in America, Church of the Nazarene, Pentecostalism, Assyrian Church of the East, Church of Scotland, Presbyterian Church USA, American Baptist Churches USA, Eastern Orthodox Church, United Methodist Church, Church of God of Prophecy, Protestantism, African Methodist Episcopal Church, Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, Baptist Bible Fellowship International. Can you think of any others? About the, if just talking Methodist, there's the Free Methodist. There's the Primitive Methodist. There's different denominations of the Presbyterian Church, different branches. There's Presbyterian Church USA, Presbyterian Church of America. There's another one I can't quite think of. What other churches are there? Oh, there's the really funny one that I enjoy. I'm not calling them funny. I'm calling the idea. There's the non-denominational church, which of course is just another denomination. How the non-denominational churches work is that there's no nothing to tie them together as a single denomination. They're independent churches would be another way to explain that. Does that sound very united? I don't know. It doesn't, not easily. When we think about the Christian church, we can go all the way back. Let's go to the Catholic Church during the time of Luther. And then Luther tacked on that gate. I believe it was like 72 things about the Catholic Church that he just disagreed with. And then Luther split off with a bunch of others from the Catholic Church, thus creating the Protestant Church. And then from the Protestant Church, that fractured until you get all the different denominations that we have here today. Tons of them. And even we're looking at the United Methodist Church, and that seems like it may fracture and create a denomination or two off of that. When I think of unity in the Christian church, sometimes it's difficult to imagine. But it's there. In fact, when I look at the Christian church as a whole, all the denominations that we mentioned, all the different Catholic church, all the different Protestant churches, I see unity. One of the things that I love about this church and the Christian church as a whole is that we're all different. Imagine for a moment if the cost of membership to join Trinity United Methodist Church is that all of you had to be exactly like me. And I'll tell you, the very first thing you have to do to join this church, the first part of membership, is you each have to get tattoos on your forearms. That's the first cost of joining Trinity United Methodist Church. If you all had to be like me, you all had to think like me, you all had to love like me, that's not the church. That's not the world. The joy of God's creation is that God created all of us very differently. That you are you. And who you are is necessary to God's plans. Because God created you to be exactly who you are. The reason for that, I believe, is that because of who we are as individuals, as God created us, we're able to reach people that other people can't. If we just think for a moment who our individual friends are. I'm friends with the people I am friends with because we connected on some level. You're not friends with my friends because you don't know them. And if you do know knew them, maybe you wouldn't connect. You know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Because God put us in each other's lives to touch each other in the way that only we can. And on another level, that I love people that I'm able to love. And people are able to listen to me because there's something about who God created me to be that allows that to happen. But you're able to connect with people I may not be able to. And there's nothing wrong with that. That also is wonderful. That God didn't create us the same is all part of God's plan. And so when we look at the different denominations, there are people out there who don't want to be United Methodists, but they're okay being Baptists. There are people out there who don't want to be Protestant, but they can love the Lord through Catholicism. There are people out there who don't like what the Presbyterians have to say about certain things, but they're okay with what the Lutherans have to say. And our scripture that we read today ties us all together. So in Christ, you are all children of God. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. And if I might add, there are neither United Methodists or Presbyterians, Baptists or Lutherans, Catholics or Protestants, but we are all one in Christ. It's that Jesus that ties us together. We're different. And it's not that we have to all reach and all try to figure out what makes us the same, ignoring the differences. No, we celebrate what it is we agree upon. We agree upon Christ, but we also celebrate our differences. Because those differences, that Jesus' word can go through all the world. Because those similarities, that Jesus' love can be felt by all those whom encounter it. Though we are separate in some of our understanding, Christ brings us together in his body. On the PowerPoint is a picture of a skeleton. Reminds me of the body of Christ. My finger is good at some things. I can poke my children in the forehead with it when they're not listening. My thumb is necessary for my parents to grab the short hairs on the back of my neck when I was acting up in the store. They wouldn't be able to do that if all they had was a finger. They needed the thumb. My hand is good at grabbing things, but it can't hear a thing. My foot is able to take me from one place to another, but it can't help me see. My toes are very sad about that. If it weren't for all the different parts of this body that we call the Christian church, then there are some people out there who may not know who Jesus is. See, Christ works through all of us. And I pray that the first scripture that I read today, that we remember too. For this also binds us together. A new command I give you, love one another. Don't hate our differences. Don't get down on someone because they disagree on one issue or another. But know that Christ is working through those differences in order to send his love to those who will listen. This is what I love about the body of Christ. That I don't have all the answers. But that we can work together to love together those who individually we may not be able to reach. And that excites me, and I thank God for that. So I leave you with this benediction. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen and amen. Go in peace.